The Ordination of Reverend McGowan as Missionary to Limerick by Reverend Angus Stewart. Jesus Christ, the exalted head of his church, has sent forth another pastor-teacher to labor in his harvest and to fight in the service of the kingdom of heaven. That laborer and spiritual warrior is well known to many standard-bearer readers. Martin McGowan, who spent 4 happy years in Hudsonville Protestant Reformed Church, brought a word of edification in many Protestant Reformed congregations, served a 6-month internship in Southwest Protestant Reformed Church, graduated from the Protestant Reformed Seminary, and sustained an exam before the Protestant Reformed Synod in June. Now he has begun his life's calling as an ordained minister of the Word and Sacraments. May the Lord use him mightily for many years in this glorious work. On Friday, 30 July, Mr. McGowan was ordained as a missionary by the Covenant Protestant Reformed Church, CPRC, in Northern Ireland to labor with the Limerick Reformed Fellowship, the LRF, in the Republic of Ireland. The venue was the new CPRC church building in Ballymena, not yet completed but serviceable for the event. The baptismal font, for instance, was not yet installed, but for this meeting it was hardly necessary. Brother McGowan's ordination marked the building's first service, making it an auspicious day for more than one reason. The evening began with a photographer taking pictures of Missionary McGowan and the CPRC consistory outside the building's front entrance for the local press. The ushers guided visitors from the overflow car park to the pews, providing a handshake and a program in between. Reverend Angus Stewart of the CPRC brought the charge, the missionary as soldier, athlete, and farmer, from 2 Timothy 2 verse 3 through 6, explaining the minister's hardships, disentanglement from worldly affairs, and purpose as a soldier, and his calling to compete lawfully as an athlete, and be first partaker of the fruits before bringing the bounties of God's word to the people as a farmer. Reverend Stewart and Elders Ivan Reed and Brian Crossett performed the laying on of hands ceremony. Deacon William Graham read a touching letter from the faculty of the Protestant Reformed Seminary, which concluded echoing the words of the Apostle Paul urging us to pray always with all supplication in the Spirit for the newly ordained brother, that utterance may be given unto him, that he may open his mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, as he ought to speak. Ephesians 6, verse 18 through 20. Mr. Graham then presented gifts to the new missionary from the CPRC, a Bible, and Southwest Protestant Reformed Church, a satellite navigation system. With these two gifts to guide him, our brother has no excuse for losing his way, spiritually or geographically. The service was concluded with Reverend McGowan pronouncing the benediction and shaking hands with everyone as they left the sanctuary and headed upstairs. Their fellowship was enjoyed over tea and sandwiches. This was a joyous occasion for the CPRC, our first missionary, and the LRF, some of whom drove 4 to 5 hours to attend their first pastor. The family of Reverend McGowan were present in force, including his parents, brother-in-law, and sister, whom some standard-bearer readers met when they were in West Michigan in June for the brother's examination and graduation. Friends from England, Stephen Rushton, a member of the British Reformed Fellowship Council, and Italy, Marco Barone of the Italian Reformed Fellowship, as well as from Scotland and the Netherlands, were in attendance. The Limerick Reformed Fellowship, the group with whom Reverend McGowan is working, is zealous and dedicated. Though small, they are a multinational body of saints. The LRF services include not only saints from the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, but also those whose origins lie in Wales, Germany, South Africa, the Philippines, and China. The Reformed believers in Limerick are delighted with their new missionary pastor. May the Lord bless the LRF and Missionary McGowan together in their labors to spread the Reformed faith in Limerick and the Republic of Ireland, and use their witness to gather Christ's sheep and form an instituted church.